Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, with the Man of Steel robbed of all consciousness by the glowing fragment of the planet Krypton, the little Cockney Sniggers is planning a startling surprise for the Scarlet Widow. The one thing in the world which Superman fears, a piece of green glowing kryptonite from the shattered planet on which he was born, and which has the power to rob him of all his great strength, has been stolen from its vault in the Metropolis Museum. Superman followed the thief, a little Cockney named Sniggers, but when he seized him on a nearby street, Sniggers dropped the lead box containing the kryptonite. The box sprang open, and the strange rays emanating from within overpowered the Man of Steel. Delighted with his good fortune, Sniggers seized the limp, unconscious Superman by the collar. And as we continue now, he is dragging him through a dark street, intent on finding a taxicab and taking Superman and the kryptonite to his employer, the dangerous woman known as the Scarlet Widow. Listen.
Lord, blimey. This here Superman is heavy, he is. If I could only get him to the corner and find a hack, I'll tell the driver my friend in the fancy costume took a nip too many at a masquerade party, he did. Well, the widow will be glad to see him, eh? Him and the green shining stuff in this here box. Sniggers, she'll say, there's £100 for you. £100, nothing. This night's work is worth £1,000, it is. Who's coming? It's a blooming policeman. Curse the luck, I can't let him find me. He know what happened at the museum tonight. He might even be looking for me now. I'll have to leave Superman here and hop it through this alley. The widow will have to be satisfied with this here box she sent me for. Toodaloo, Mr. Superman. I'll be seeing you again, I will.
Leaving Superman sprawled across the dark sidewalk, the little Cockney darts into an alley, the box of kryptonite clutched tightly under his arm. As the blue-coated policeman patrolling his beat spies the inert Man of Steel and quickens his steps.
Hey, Edward, what's this? Sorry, me. And would you look at the outlandish clothes on him? He's breathing. There don't seem to be nothing wrong with him. Drunk he must be from some fancy ball or masquerade party. Come on now, wake up. Wake up, I say. If you won't, well, then my club to the saucy if he could make him. Oh, you're coming too, are you?
Oh, what? Where?
What and where, indeed? Huh? Do you think this sidewalk is a feather bed?
Sidewalk? Why? Where am I?
Are you asking me now? Oh. Told you it's a fine thing, a young gentleman like yourself getting drunk and passing out in the street.
What? I'm not drunk. Oh, wait a minute, I remember. Oh, I'm still dizzy.
Here now, don't be falling down again.
No, I'm all right. Officer, where did the little man go?
Oh, a little man, is he?
Yes, he speaks with a Cockney accent. Where is he?
Surely he must have flown away with the pink elephants and the purple cow.
Oh, I'm serious.
Now listen to me, lad.
I tell you, a little Englishman was here. He had a lead box with the piece of kryptonite. He stole it from the Metropolis Museum. We've got to find him, officer, and get it back.
Oh, you listen to me, young friend, and take yourself off to bed.
No, you...
I don't want to have to run you in.
Good heavens, how can I make you understand? I still feel weak. I don't know if I can get off the ground.
Off the ground, he says. I've heard enough. And patient as a saint I've been. I'm giving you fair warning, me lad.
Now, look.
If you're not gone from here before I reach the patrol box, I'll be calling the wagon for you, and you'll sleep the night in the cell.
Now, wait a minute.
I'll be gone.
But, officer...
On your way. It's a shame to be a circusian me.
Oh, you won't believe me. I've got to go after that kryptonite myself. I've got to find that little thief. I must. Now, the museum is behind me. I know he didn't go that way, so I look in this direction. Up! And away!
Leaping into a starry sky, Superman streaks above the quiet, night-filled streets, searching desperately for Sniggers. Almost the length of Metropolis he ranges. And then back, and then from west to east and back again, calling on his powerful muscles for speed and yet more speed. But the little Cockney and the kryptonite have disappeared. Then, finally, As the first crimson fingers of dawn pluck at the gray curtain of the horizon, the Man of Steel admits defeat, and his heart, filled with a fear such as he has never known before, turns toward police headquarters to seek aid. Meanwhile, in a magnificent, ornately furnished penthouse apartment atop one of the city's most exclusive residence buildings, the ominous thing which Superman fears is swiftly taking shape. On a white velvet sofa sits a tall, gaunt, ugly woman clothed in a flaming scarlet gown. Her hands long and withered, the nails gleaming scarlet, stroke two black tailless cats which crouch on either side of her, their eyes fixed on a square leaden box which rests on a graceful pedestal of marble. The woman's small, piercing black eyes are fixed hungrily, gloatingly on the same box. And now she, the Scarlet Widow, known as the most dangerous woman in the world, speaks to Sniggers, the Cockney, who stands at the pedestal, an eager look on his sly, ferret-like face.
Take the kryptonite from its box, Sniggers. I wish to see it and hear it.
Lord blimey, widow. How many times have you got to see it? It ain't changed none.
I love to see it. More than that, I love to hear the sound it makes. The sound of power.
Well, I don't. But everyone to his own taste, I says.
Take it from its box. Set it on the pedestal.
Well, I'll get me gloves on. This stuff burns, it does. No, I don't understand you, widow.
You'll understand when the money blows in.
Oh, it will, eh? I suppose it'll blow in that there window, will it? What I wants to know
is... how beautifully it glows. Hear the lovely sound it makes. Like beautiful music.
Music? Ain't like no music I ever heard. Now, look here, widow. I risked me life for this blooming stuff tonight, I did. What I wants to know is, what's it worth?
Enough for both of us, Sniggers.
How? Where's it going to come from?
From that piece of kryptonite.
But how? How? The stuff ain't more valuable than gold, is it?
Much more valuable than gold, Sniggers. Because of what it can do to Superman.
On account of it can knock him out.
Exactly. Put the kryptonite back in its box now. It's disturbing my pets. There.
Well, I don't get it. I don't understand why this stuff's better than gold on account of it can put Superman to sleep.
Perhaps it can put him to sleep forever.
So what? What I want to know is, how's he going to put English pounds into my pocket?
You're a fool, Sniggers. Yeah. Don't you know that some of the most brilliant and powerful criminals in the world saw their great plans ruined, went to jail, all because of Superman?
Oh, sure, I know that. Blokes like the Teufel and the Vulture and Papa Roush and the one they calls the Laugher. I read about him in a magazine.
Exactly. Think what it would mean to such men if Superman were put out of the way forever.
I don't see how it would mean much to him. They're in jail.
You'll see very shortly, Sniggers.
When?
This very morning, perhaps at any moment, we'll have some visitors. They'll restore the Scarlet Widow to her former glory. They will bring money.
Money, eh?
A great deal of money. The days of scrimping and petty schemes to steal a few thousand are over. I'll be able to have everything again, everything. And their money and my brains and influence will give me power such as even I have never had before.
That listens good to me, widow. Who's the visitors we're expecting?
They should be here very soon now.
Someone's at the door.
Don't be alarmed, Sniggers.
It might be the bobbies.
We would have been warned if it were the police. Come.
Come where?
To admit our visitors, of course.
Oh.
They're the ones I told you about. They're very impatient, but not as impatient as I. Come, Sniggers. And prepare yourself for a big surprise.
Her gaunt, bony face lit with eagerness, the Scarlet Widow hurries to the door, followed by Sniggers. Who are her mysterious visitors? We'll return in a moment to learn more about them. But first...
Say, gang, suppose you're out on a hike sometime, and you want to know about what time it is, whether you ought to be starting back or not. Well, you can tell the hour of the day by the sun if you've got a modern sundial wristwatch, the kind Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Sure, you just lift the pointer on that shiny aluminum dial and aim it due north. Then, see where the sun's rays make the shadow of the pointer fall on the dial, and that's the hour of the day. Mighty handy, isn't it? Mighty smart looking, too. Now, here's the easy way you can get your sundial wristwatch. Ask Mother to get a couple of packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Tear off the two box tops, be sure you get the ones marked top, and send them in along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 157, Battle Creek, Michigan. And remember, this offer will be on for only a short time, so better hop to it. Have Mom get you some pep today so that you can send for your modern sundial wristwatch. Remember the name. It's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. In her ornately furnished penthouse apartment in Metropolis, where Sniggers has brought the stolen kryptonite, the woman known as the Scarlet Widow is opening the door to her mysterious visitors. Four men, their coat collars above their chins and their hats pulled low over their eyes, silently enter the apartment. The door closes behind them. One by one, they remove their hats. A faint smile plays about the Scarlet Widow's thin lips as she greets them.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm indeed very happy to see each of you.
Who are the four men assembled in the Scarlet Widow's apartment? The little Cockney Snigger stares at them in frank amazement. As still silent, they file into the drawing room where the deadly piece of kryptonite rests in its lead box on the marble pedestal. Who are they, and what plan has the widow in mind? Fellows and girls, Superman has never been in such peril. So don't miss a word of tomorrow's exciting episode. Tune in, same time, same station, for the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.